I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh. I like having fun. Yes, I like to laugh. I like having fun to meet people who laugh.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Office Hours. Some music, boys. Come on, Trinity. Give me something I can use. Give me something I can play off of. Some bumping, something rocking. Let's just get everybody in a good mood right now. I'm asking for it. I get what I want. Come on. I don't know. I don't know what happened. Something terrible happened. We've had a catastrophic failure on the show. Are we live, Matt? Are we good?
Oh, yeah. We're streaming.
We're streaming. It's good. It's good to be with you again today. I love coming to you every morning.
Come on. Hey, I want you.
I want you to sit on my lap. And I'll tell you about my week. What is that music? Give me some more of that. Push. Push it harder.
Okay.
What an annoying way to start the show. Good morning, everybody. Tim Heidecker here. You're listening to Office Hours.
Enjoy yourselves a cup of Three Stooges coffee and enjoy the show.
There you go. We are back.
Not price the bone.
What?
And be careful. Not price the bone.
What? One more time.
And be careful. Not price the bone.
I don't know what that is. Doug, do you have an answer?
Double cloud house.
It's a massage tutorial video.
Press the bone.
Be careful, not price the bone.
Does he have a speech impediment? Are we
massage
laughing at somebody?
In direction from top to bottom.
I think he's French, but he's doing his
yes, he sounds a little bit like my overall continental European accent. Yes.
Yeah, that's my theory.
That's a bit
neck massage, relaxation.
Massage?
I think he's from Asia somewhere.
Well, I don't want to start the show by impugning someone because of where they're from.
How about this one?
Ichimasukuba massages.
See?
Ichimasukuba massages.
All right, let's try this now.
Ooh, let's.
Ball house and double cloud house.
Doesn't quite work with the German music, but the French.
You know what was funny? You know, I'm a journeyman. You know, I'm a journeyman. I'm always looking for inspiration. I'm always looking for new direction to go in. And I was watching a PBS program about the music of Haydn, the composer, violin guy.
Uh-oh!
And I was, he's going on. They're going on about how he drew inspiration from like Bavarian and Austrian folk music, and they're playing this Austrian folk music. I was like, maybe I should. That could be my new inspiration. I could do Austrian folk music. And that could be where my next record goes.
Classical.
And that's my heritage. I'm a German born.
It feels good to put on like Pennsylvania.
Like, you know, look, you've got all that stuff in spades, don't you, Vic?
I've got so many. I used to like raid the thrift stores of all the polka music. Frank Yankovic and Stanky and the Coal Miners.
What is that? Like Ricola? Is that what that? You gotta get one of those big horns. One of those big horns, Tim.
Sure. Yeah, but you gotta get the accordion going.
Yes.
And I could sing about modern life. Life is hard when you're looking. I've been beaten by mosquitoes every day of the week. Every morning I wake up and I itch my legs. I've got bed bugs. I've got crabs. I'm a dirty little boy. I love dirty boys. No, I don't love dirty boys. Now listen. Quiet now. Quiet, you. Why you? I want to start with some bad news. We want to start the day with some bad news. This is tough. Something happened to me yesterday. I just kind of had to go with it because it was nothing I could do about it. And I think it's something that a lot of people out there are going to be disappointed to hear, frankly. And I'm disappointed. I don't think it's the sort of end of the world, but it's certainly going to set us back. I think it's going to set me back a little bit. And perhaps we can grow. This can grow back. We can change the future here a little bit. But I did. I'll tell you guys right now. I haven't shown you because I've been wearing this mask. But this came off. We lost.
What?
It went away. And this beautiful boy that everybody was so proud of was so. It was such a part of the. It became sort of the fourth member of it. Sort of. You know, we were the Holy Trinity, and then suddenly we were the Fab Four, Doug, Vic, my mustache, and me. And now it's all gone.
I wish you would have told us you were going to be doing that.
You're a little stunned.
I know. At first, I wasn't for it, and I was you had to sell me on it. And
now everyone talked to me about it. People would come up to me on the street. Every day I'd be walking down the street, somebody would come up to me, sir, they'd go down on their knees. Sir, thank you for that fuzz above your lip. What a pleasure it has been to see it on the show. But what is that?
That's beard scratch.
That is some white noise for you guys.
It's shaving sounds. Yeah, Tim, I wish you gave us a head up. That's
a head up.
Wish you gave us a head up on that because.
Mm-hmm. Let's get some immediate reactions from
now.
Zoomers,
the energy
Matt.
Is just gone from the room, and we just feel like shit.
I know. Well, I'll tell you what happened, Matt. If you want to bring me somebody to my throne, the seat of my throne.
Let's check in with Alexis.
Alexis.
One of our number one fans.
Thank you, Alexis. Now, listen, I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this with great honesty. And what? You know this. I love when Trump says, and you know this. And everybody knows it.
Sefe.
Sefe, hi.
Hi, Sefe to you on this dark, dark day. I was going for a trim last night. I was trimming. I was just wanted to clean it up for you folks because I care about you. I said, I'm going to give it a clean up. And then I went in too deep and it went zzz, it went just off.
I don't like it at all.
No, sorry, sir.
That was an accident?
Couldn't you keep some of it? Go Hitler style?
Hell no, Doug. That's disrespectful to all kinds of listeners.
Well,
but it wasn't that kind of trim.
Other people that aren't so bad did that stash. the bass player from G.G. Allen, he had one. Yeah.
What about the guys that just have it on the sides?
Or like Lemmy. Maybe
Alexis, walk us through the moment that I reveal. Lemmy. Walk us through the moment of the reveal.
But first, scooch down. This is the first time there's no headroom. It's like half of her head.
What's this? Oh, we can't see.
It's weird because I had a dream that I grew a mustache last night.
God. Well, that is. What the hell is that?
What is?
That couldn't be you.
I'm not doing anything. I think.
Are you driving a truck right now, Alexis?
She's like frozen.
No, I live in a busy corner and it's just bored past. So sorry about that.
No worries.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Alexis. I do not want to talk to you again. I do not want to talk to you right now. Your connection is the pits, and it's driving me into an even darker, deeper place.
Okay.
Should we talk to this guy in his truck?
Yes.
Lemmy did not have that stash. I was
Gray. Oh, okay. Gray Niner.
Gray Niner, come in. Come in, Gray Niner. Come in, Gray Niner.
Actually, am I driving a truck? Can he talk and drive? Is that safe?
Yeah, I can talk and drive. This is perfectly safe.
Oh, look at you. Look at you.
How dare you get rid of that beautiful mustache?
I am trying to apologize. And when you come in with a how dare you, where am I supposed to go with that? Listen.
I don't want to hear it.
Where are you driving to? Where are you long hauling to?
I'm in Baltimore right now, heading up to the Bronx, New York.
Nice. What are you dropping off?
I've been trying to get into the Zoom for a while now. First time in.
What's your payload?
I got drywall right now.
Nice.
Let's go.
Yeah.
We got to start rebuilding America. We have to build one drywall frame at a time.
My God.
Yeah.
What's on your mind? How can I help you today? What's your...
Not much, guys. I actually had a game maybe you might be interested in playing.
Oh, okie dokie. I'll play a game. I'll do anything
today.
I'll
tell you the make and model of a car and estimate the year, and you guys guess what color it is.
Okay, repeat that again.
I'll tell you the make and model of a car.
Got it.
And I'll estimate the year.
Okay.
And you guys guess what color it is.
Let's do it.
All right, I'm looking at a Ford Focus, probably 2008.
Red.
Oh, fuck, I was going to go red.
Ford Focus. I'm going to say maroon.
I'm saying silver.
Nope. Blue.
Nope. Blue.
Blue. I knew blue. It was blue. Okay, two more.
I was going to think blue first, but then...
All right.
By the way,
I got to pick a good one.
By the way, pardon me. We have the Super Chat open if you're watching on YouTube right now. The Super Chat is open. If you're loving this game, throw us a couple bucks. This is Office Hours hot, top-notch quality. Throw us $5 if you're loving the game. All money goes back into the show, and it's probably going to go towards my hot tub fund. So,
wait, I just want to clarify. Is he pulled over?
No.
Oh, okay. He's just staring out the window for a long time.
I'm actively driving.
Oh, please be safe.
He's fine. I'm sure this guy talks on the phone all day long.
I view it the same thing as looking at the GPS. I don't think it's any different.
I've done a number of tours where we have a bus driver and we sleep in the back, and our bus driver would drive at night, and that's generally how you do it. You do the show, you get in the bus, and you go to the next town. And this guy would be on the phone all night long, and I just felt so bad for whoever was on the other end, because imagine the other person going like, oh, fuck, it's Joe again. He's probably sitting in his cab, and he wants to chew the fat like I'm some kind of free radio station for him. Is that what you do to all your friends and family, is you bother them all day?
Oh, all day. The phone doesn't stop ringing.
Okay, let's round two. Doug has zero. Vic has zero. I have an honorary 1 point.
I said blue.
You did not say blue.
I think Doug said blue.
Roll the tape back. Roll it. I said red. Then I came back after your guesses. Guess round guesses? Number two.
All right, so Doug has one. I have one.
I'll take half a point.
All right. Give him half.
Hey, looking. I look pretty good without that.
All right, round two. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. About 1985 Dodge Ram pickup truck.
That's got to be tan.
Silver.
Nope.
I'm going to say blue with a gray stripe.
Blue with a gray stripe is actually... 100% accurate.
Shut the fuck up.
There we go.
What?
Do I get two points for that?
I think you should get two points for that.
I'd say that's worth two.
That's two. All right, one more, and then we have to move the show along.
All right, Dodge Grand Caravan.
Oh, baby blue.
2003.
Baby blue.
Baby blue. Yep, you're right.
Man. Yes! All right, we have a tiebreaker now.
Is that a
Doug? You're eliminated.
A minivan?
Yeah, of course.
Yep, minivan. Yep.
Doug, you're eliminated. Now we have a tiebreaker between me and Vic.
But if you guys both get it, can I get the third guess?
If we both get it,
if we both don't get it,
okay.
Yeah, sure. Come in from behind. I like that. Mm-hmm. But you are technically
give me a shot. Give me a shot at the championship.
You are technically eliminated. Let's just be clear on that.
No, I'm not.
All right, today's game is brought to you by Orson's Horse Farm. Let's kick it up, and our last one. This is the tiebreaker between me and Vic.
All right, hang on. I'm waiting until I get a little closer so I can tell the make and model. And we got a Chevy Cobalt.
Oh, I know it.
Probably.
I know it. Right.
I'm going to say 2012.
Black.
I'm going to say light green.
Light green.
I'm going to say white.
Nope. You're all wrong.
Okay, cobalt then.
Red.
It's cobalt.
Red.
Orange.
Orange. Silver.
They started making wild colors around that time. My parents have a...
All right.
I'm going to say silver is close.
Yes! Nobody tops me when it comes to these kind of games. I'm the master.
Our YouTube chatters would really love a toot from this guy. Can he give us a toot?
Oh, that's a great idea. Let's hear a big toot.
Hang on.
Real long toot.
I'm in a construction zone. I might get in trouble, but here we go.
We'll pay the fine. Hey-oh!
Whoa!
That was a lot of fun. That's the office hour spirit out there. The America is... I have an idea, Matt. I have a promotional idea. We should have a new slogan for the show. You ready? It's Office Hours Live. America is listening.
Thank you, Tim.
Listen, be safe
guys,
out there.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, all the best.
Drive safe, man.
Drive
eyes
safe.
On eyes on the road.
WOHL.
All
right. You
got
it.
I love
Thank
our
you.
Truckers. We love our truckers. We love our beautiful truckers. I just saw a poll. We did a little internal polling. 95% of truckers, I guess long-haul truckers, are fans of Office Hours. That was just released.
Wow.
So there's a lot of energy. There's a lot of energy out there.
You got it.
What else? So let's get to the city of the day real quick. City of the day is... what's that?
Hold on.
You guys clear all your...
I had to get rid of my horn.
City of the day. We're switching things up here. We have a lot of... I'll have to ask Matt what the new strategy is here after I tell you who City of the Day is brought to you by. City of the Day is brought to you by Horns Creamed Popcorn on the Cob. Are you having trouble just... Ooh, we got a theme song for this? Horns Creamed Popcorn on the Cob.
Cream popcorn in the cob.
Horns Creamed Popcorn on the Cob.
Cream popcorn in the cob.
Are you having trouble deciding what style of corn to eat? Now you can enjoy all forms of corn with Horns Creamed Popcorn on the Cob.
Cream popcorn in the cob.
First, the corn is popped. Then it's creamed in a butter bath blender. Finally, the slurry is injected into a reusable silicone cob.
Cream popcorn in the cob.
It's a guarantee that no corn will be stuck in your teeth with Horn's patented corn liquefying system.
Cream popcorn in the cob.
Just twist the pressurized corn canister on the cob, press the corn release button, and get gobbling. These cobs come with three eating speeds, Nibbler, Muncher, and Pig Pen. Don't worry, you're in luck, because our cobs are pre-shucked, you dumb fuck.
Cream popcorn in the cob. Cream popcorn in the cob. Cream popcorn in the cob.
Since 1444, when Lauren Horn first ordered corn in the door. Since 1444, when Lauren Horn first hoarded corn in his dorm, Horns has been bringing you top form corn. So break from the norm with Horns creamed popcorn.
Cream popcorn in the cob.
Cream popcorn in the cob. All right, the city of the day is.
Cream popcorn in the cob.
That's wonderful. City of the day is an international city today. What is it, Vic?
It sounded like Dr. Seuss is what I was saying. Like the inspiration there.
For the cream cop.
Yes, the rhyme scheme there. It's beautiful.
It's wonderful. We love words. Yes. We love wordplay.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Doug gets a thank you in there. City of the Day International Edition today is Athens, Greece. Not Athens, Georgia, folks. We're talking Athens, Greece, the original city.
Cream popcorn in the cob.
Athens is the capital and largest city in Greece and is home to two UNESCO World Heritage Sites, the Acropolis and the Daphne Monastery. The weather right now...
Tim, can I ask a question?
Please.
Is this a new code?
It must be.
Brand new code, yeah.
A starting fresh.
Start trying to crack it. You guys don't even know.
I don't even know it? We didn't discuss it, right?
You didn't submit anything, and so I took it upon myself.
Oh, so you have the code.
I'm the only one who knows the code.
Does Tim know it?
Tim doesn't know
it. I don't know the code. I do know it begins with the letter A.
Well, we're going alphabetical.
Hey, you want to guess next week? You could.
Anybody can guess.
That's fun. I want to crack it.
Good luck, Doug.
Cream popcorn in the cob.
I'm Will Shorts, the puzzle master, here with Doug Lusenhop from Los Angeles, California. Doug, is this your first time calling in?
Long time listener, first time calling in.
And would you like to... And I'm here with Vic Berger, the professor of puzzles and riddles at Boston University. Mm-hmm. Professor Berger, thank you for being with us today.
Sure thing.
Doug, is this your what's your listener? What's your local station that you listen to?
K-Jazz.
K-Jazz. Okay, great. Would you like to guess the code for the city of the day?
Yes. Is it switching the letter A with the temperature of the weather minus the fifth letter of the alphabet?
Professor Berger.
It's not. That's not it.
Okay. Well, check in with us
next week.
I mean, look.
Thank you.
You can't decode it on the first one.
Well, then don't call in.
You need the pattern.
Listen, don't call in if you don't.
I was calling in about the previous game about the car colors.
I see. The weather in Athens, Greece. Do you want to take just a guess on the weather right now, Doug?
Okay. It's got to be warm, tropical.
Beautiful.
We're talking
weather in the Mediterranean.
We got 84.
84 is on the mark. I don't know. I think you're looking. Did you look?
I swear to God, no.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Never been to Greece?
How the hell did you do that?
Low of 69.
I can 70. I get a prize for that?
Yeah. What do we have to give them? I don't have anything.
Can I get your voice on my voicemail?
Can I just request something?
Tim, will you record me a voicemail real quick?
Sure. This is Tim Heidecker, and you've just reached Doug Lusenhop. Unfortunately, he is not at home. I'll tell you what. I'll do this for the audience. Folks, you can grab this if you know how to do that. Hey, friend, this is Tim Heidecker. Unfortunately, you've... it's hard to do without a person.
How about this? Say,
how about this?
Just say,
plug the show on their voicemail.
Right, hey, it's Tim Heidecker.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Tim Heidecker here. The person you've been... take two.
Tim Heidecker from Office Hours.
I know.
Three. It would be three. Probably four now.
Give me a countdown, please, so I can get a clean take, please.
One, two, three.
Hi, it's Tim.
One, two, three.
Hi, it's... Hi, it's Tim.
One, two, three, let's go.
Hi, it's Tim Heidecker. Hi, it's Tim.
Balls.
One, two, three.
Hey, it's Tim. Okay, ready?
Okay, do a clean one.
Clean one.
In three.
Yeah, I need a countdown.
I'll go like this,
up.
Like we're on the set. Mm-hmm. We're coming up in three.
Hey, it's Tim Heidecker here. The person you're trying to reach is not available, so please leave a message and check out Office Hours Live every Thursday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific. Have a great day.
One, two, three, let's go.
Great. What else is going on, folks? How about another call?
Good
I'll take
morning,
another call.
Morning.
Happy to take calls all morning.
Three, two.
We've got Jim. You know what? Before we get a call, we didn't announce this guest, but Jim Brewer is with us from Saturday Night Live. Jim, do you have something you wanted to say? Jim, are you there?
Hello there.
Hello.
So, before anyone gets caught up in, I noticed the mainstream media starting to throw the word conspiracy around.
Right.
If you were to replace the word conspiracy with thought, because that's all it is a thought.
Uh-huh.
The word conspiracy was purposely created to make you stop thinking.
Okay.
If I come to you and go, oh, this conspiracy do me of... Go ahead, tell your story.
No, no.
Of the,
do me a favor. Do your... Jim, can you do your Joe Pesci for...
told you...
Do your Joe Pesci...
What to think about it.
Uh-huh.
The mainstream media.
Yeah, totally.
They are a conspiracy.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Jim, for checking in. Yeah. We look forward to hearing from
you. What's he getting at, though? What's he getting at here?
What is he? I mean, what is he getting at, Vic? You watched this whole clip.
It's
the
masks do not work. And
no.
We shouldn't listen to the government and the CDC about wearing masks.
Hi, this is Vic Berger here. And you know I don't like stress. That's why I'm personally inviting you to eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious meals. Every Factor meal is fresh and never frozen, it's chef-created, dietitian-approved, and it's ready to eat in just 2 minutes. I tried the chef's choice meal plan, and it was a chef's kiss of meals that hit all the spots and filled our bellies at the burger household. I know you're asking yourself, what were Vic Berger's favorites? Creamy Dijon pork tenderloin and garlic herb salmon. These are classic dishes that are ready to go with no cleanup and not a problem at all. So get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals. And get back to doing what you love this spring. Now, these are premium meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Sign up now. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code Office Hours 50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code Office Hours 50. OFFICEHOURS50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Big, big money.
Let's make sure that all these people, Jim Brewer and everybody else, don't have access to the scientific community in any form. So they can't have access to hospitals or any kind of pharmaceuticals. And that goes all the way down over the counter, under the counter, in the counter. They can't have cell phone technology or internet technology or any kind of computer technology. Can we just start setting that system up? These people can't have access to anything that science has developed in the past 100 years. They're just children. They can't get their toys. They're not allowed to access their toys anymore.
The pounding.
Okay? Enough with their theories about what conspiracy. I mean, he's got, like, a conspiracy is a neutral term. It just means a group of people that are kind of on the same page about something.
Are they arrested?
Conspiracy theory is different.
Has anyone been arrested for not wearing a mask, though? You know what I mean? Like, is that a thing that's going around? Is it government sanctioned, you know, taking people away if you're not?
There was some pastor, wasn't there? Some pastor.
But it just seems like private businesses, like, they have signs up if you walk in and you.
I tell you what, I passed her on the highway.
I don't know.
What's that, buddy?
You want to check in on the super? You want to check in on some super chatters?
Yes, please. We must honor our patrons in that capacity. If you're not a
open your chat. Can you open your chat?
If you're not a patron, you know, I'm not going to be like Tim Pool here, where the whole show is me reading off your fucking comments. You know,
stand 6 feet apart.
Damn good game. Keep it coming. We got to rebuild America. Shane Skinner says people. The people got to know, Tim, what the heck were you doing in a pool with ELP? That's a great question that a lot of people have asked me. People stop me on the street all the time and ask me that. ELP, of course, from Run the Jewels.
LP.
What?
I thought it was Emerson Lake and Palmer.
You're right. I know. How do I know?
You're thinking Emerson Lake and Palmer,
yeah.
Which you were in a pool with them, too.
I was during their Targus album release party. Whoa, what a lucky man he was. You should bring that up, guys. It's funny, the solo in that song.
Oh, yeah.
In the Lucky Man, the Moog solo. But I think Doug was there, too. We were at the Jash Fest in Palm Springs a few years ago.
We have a photo with all of us, all three of us.
Because Doug
together.
And I, like, we look like a mix of LP. It's not ELP, it's just LP.
It's LP. How do I know?
How can I know everything?
Maybe I'm
short
wrong.
For El Producto, I believe.
Fine. We'll have him call in. I mean, we tried to get those guys to call in, Matt, and then you dropped the ball.
No, their publicist dropped the ball.
Let's get Killer Mike on here.
I wanted both of them.
I'll tell you what. When a publicist drops the ball, that's coming from the top. That's the top saying, yeah, don't worry about that. I think that publicist is probably a good publicist. You're throwing them under the bus.
What? I gave him Bauer. He should give us Run the Jewels.
Speaking of Bauer... We had some great Bauer confusion last night on the text thread.
Set myself up for that.
Yeah, Matt sends a clip of Martin Short on Marc Maron, and he says something like, "Well, God, I love Martin Short." And he sends the clip, and it's like 3 seconds long. No context, no concept of what the hell he's talking about.
This is craziness.
It's insane.
Swing and a miss.
This shit is weird.
Who's on Joe Rogan this week? Is he run out of guests yet? Or is he starting to Zoom people in?
I miss you.
I don't know. There's
I really went off
town.
On that Joe Rogan last week when he posted that shit about the forest fires being set by Antifa.
He corrected himself, though.
He did apologize.
He felt bad,
so I'll give him
apparently.
That. But
I need it.
I don't think he's going to learn any lessons from that, do you?
I don't. I think... Yeah, I think he's just going to keep going whatever makes him money. I don't know. I don't think he's too concerned about that. I think there's just enough of bad press there because he's pushing fake news. But
yeah.
I mean, because like, how much other fake news has he pushed and that he's not corrected?
Well, my thing is, listen, this show might be boring to some people, but I think his show is so boring. The energy, I don't want to get into it. I'm not going to get into it.
I got a question.
That low energy kind of like, so what's your, what do you, this whole thing about sort of fourth dimensions.
that's pretty clever.
He was, his first episode, he was so drunk during it.
Which one? The one with Duncan?
No, it wasn't. It was the first one
in the oven?
In there with this like Adam Curry guy. Mm-hmm. He was wasted throughout the whole thing drinking it. And then according to Adam Curry, right after that, Joe Rogan said, let's go out to dinner.
Mm.
And Rogan demanded
Alex Jones.
Rogan demanded the drive. So he's wasted.
Wait, this is driving. Adam Curry's like a dope talking band. About this?
Yeah. Is that the guy's name? Is like the MTV guy?
Yeah, he's an MTV VJ. Apparently he's like the guy that invented podcasts. But I don't know what that's about.
He invented it. Yeah.
Locked again!
He's the pod father, apparently.
Tim, but like, real quick, Smokey the Bear, he doesn't like fire, right? Or smoke?
I don't know.
Called Smokey the Bear.
Uh-huh.
Why is he called Clean Air the Bear?
Well, if you put fire out, you get smoke, right? Right? So then he likes putting fires out.
Also, if there's fires going, you're smelling smoke. So,
well, you guys can't see it today, but our first three special guests are here.
Oh, okay. Let's talk to them.
Let's bring them in the Zoom.
Bring him in the Zoom. Let's bring him in the Zoom. Hi ho the bear. Hi ho the Mario. Let's bring him in the Zoom.
We got Giorgio on. Hi, Giorgio.
Hello. Hello, Giorgio. Hey, Giorgio, how are you?
Great. How are you, Tim?
Really good. Do we want to bring the other boys in too, Arthur and Matt?
They got to say hi, and then their camera will come up.
Okay.
I have to say hi? Hi.
You guys
hi.
Are all... where are you guys right now? Are you in San Francisco or those parts?
We're in undisclosed bunkers. Three individually undisclosed bunkers.
Oh, you're gonna play like that today, I see. Bueller.
I am in downtown Los Angeles. I shall not play like that. Yeah, I will give away my locale.
Targeted strikes are on their way.
Are you guys in the same office on different computers? Is that what's going on?
No, I'm working from home today.
All right, let's identify yourselves so we know who we're talking about. Arthur Jones, please identify yourself with a unique voice.
Arthur Jones. I directed Feels Good Man. I also animated a lot of it.
And Giorgio...
I am Giorgio. This is my unique voice. I am the producer, but I also did other things on the film, like
craft
services. I filmed a thing and I wrote music.
And Matt Fury, obviously, is the creator of the character Pepe, as well as many other cartoon characters, I should say. Correct?
Hi, Tim. It's good. That's correct. It's good to be with you today. The subject of the documentary Feels Good Man.
Thank you so much. Now,
so polite.
Is there anything you guys want to get off your chest before I begin my inquisition?
Oh, God.
Jesus. It's a plea for leniency.
Just a big fan. I'm glad to be here. This is a dream come true.
Matt, I was watching the documentary last week. Oh, sorry. Did you want to say something?
Oh, no. I was just going to tell Giorgio, I don't think you're going to respond to him kissing your ass.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
We'll see.
Compliments will get you everywhere.
Oh, okay. Oh. All right.
I'll tell you, because I was watching the documentary a week or so ago, and there in the first 20 minutes is a picture of Matt at some club or something wearing a old Tim and Eric Live t-shirt from one of our tours. That leads me to believe that maybe you were at one of those shows.
Yeah, I've been to a few of your shows. That I think was from the Awesome Commons in San Diego, and I think the picture, I was with my brother at Hooters in San Diego doing hula hoops or something.
Whoa. So you've been a fan of mine for a long time, apparently.
I have indeed. Yeah.
How did my work specifically influence your creativity and your artistry? Honestly.
Good question. I just like the awkward nature of it, and I like all the characters. You know, I like people that can do like just insane characters, you know.
Were you actively producing content before, you know, during our early years, or I'm trying to get a timeline going here as I pursue my prosecution here.
I don't know. This is before I started making content, before making content was a phrase.
Right.
So, you know, I was just making artwork and stuff and comic books. And, you know, I do more like kind of visual art.
Did you go? Where did that come from? Did you go to school for it? Were you in an art school?
Yeah, I'm from Ohio originally, and I went to I studied fine art at Ohio Wesleyan, a small college just north of Columbus, Ohio. And then
you come out of that experience with no clue what to do, right? You don't know what to do after going to art school.
Not really, but I just relocated with my buddy to San Francisco. We got into my Buick LeSabre and loaded up our car and just headed for SF. We figured if we were in the city, we'd figure something out.
And yeah, so and then how did you adapt to San Francisco and become? Were you did you have to get a job, and were you kind of working a day job, not something artistic, or were you just constantly in the art world?
No, I just got a day job. You know, I worked in picture framing, and I also worked at a thrift store for
many
right. years.
I remember that. That's sort of one of the moments in the documentary, is you walking around the old thrift store that you used to work at.
Yeah, it was actually...
Yes.
Thank you, Tim.
It was a great job because, you know, I worked in the toy department specifically, so, you know, I just had my own little zone.
Right.
Where I get to like sift through toys all day. And that was very inspirational as well.
So and then community thrift though in San Francisco is like all artists work there. People have worked there for like 10 years. Like it's kind of, it's not just like a normal thrift store.
Right.
It's in the Mission. And
it's funky.
It's funky. Exactly.
So Arthur and Giorgio, how did you, do you go way back with Matt or is this something that you've discovered recently and were found interesting, the whole story here?
Well, I go way back with Matt's comics. Like I bought his comics, I think at Quimby's Books in Chicago when they were coming out. And then I met Matt when I moved to California, maybe like 6 or 7 years ago. We met on a hike. And then we slept next to a Sespe Hot Springs outside of Ojai, and we became friends after that.
And so, Matt, and Giorgio, you're coming in, I imagine, much later.
Much later. Yeah. I came in much later, but I feel that our bond was very quick and very hard and very fast.
So from the documentary, Matt, I get the vibe that you don't love the attention or you don't love talking about yourself. And so this must be fun.
I don't know. It's fine. You know, I try not to fear, you know, being put on the spot or, you know, I kind of felt like I might be roasted on this thing and
I'm
ready for it. But it's fine. I definitely prefer just like, listening to music and drawing a child.
Arthur, how did you present it to Matt that you wanted to kind of dig deep into him, into his life and sort of, imagine just like uncomfortably stick the camera up his nose for a few, however long you shot for.
That's exactly how I presented it. I told him it was going to be extremely uncomfortable. It was going to be a painful process. By the end of it, he was going to certainly hate me.
Yeah.
You know, so I brought Giorgio in. He's a little bit more likable than I am. So he's able to kind of like massage all the relationships, but I could just really get in there, make Matt uncomfortable and get to the truth. You know, that's what documentarians, we got to do.
I know. So have you done is this your first documentary?
No.
Have you made other films?
When this started, I didn't know how to set up a tripod. I'm an animator. So,
interesting.
Yeah, so this has been a new thing for me. But Giorgio had made a movie about housing policy in America called...
Fun Stuff.
Fun Stuff. It's about redlining. So I'd done some animations on that film for him. And then our producer, Aaron Wickedon, who edited the film, had edited the Mr. Rogers movies. So...
Terrible movie.
I had two great mentors. Yeah. No,
I didn't realize that Mr. Rogers was such a piece of shit. Like,
what
a terrible guy.
no. That's what started Q, I think, right?
I think
so. Yeah.
Can I ask a quick question?
Oh, didn't you have him on your podcast already, Doug?
Yeah, but I forgot to ask, what color was the Buick LeSabre?
Good question.
Oh, it was a gray exterior, gray interior.
Mm, gray on gray.
So I feel like I don't need to give context here for this conversation because I've seen it, and that's all that matters is my own curiosity. But the brief kind of overview of this is that, Matt, you created this Pepe the Frog as a character in your cartoon, in your comic, and it kind of got co-opted and I would say maybe stolen by the 4chan world. It got co-opted by them, but then the one thing I didn't realize was that other strain of like normies who took it on were the girls who were dressing up like Pepe, and I feel like I missed that entirely in my own personal life. Isn't that, did you know about that when it was actually happening? You must have.
Yeah. Well, for me, I didn't really take a big stance on it for a long time because I was just kind of amused by the whole thing. I think a lot of like kids and, teenagers were into the Pepe meme thing. And it was actually kind of inspiring to me to see all this. I love kind of like bootleg art and stuff. So it was kind of cool to see my own artwork just kind of become bootlegged and also become really special to just like kids for their like band camp logo or stuff like that. I just took a laissez-faire attitude to it until it got kind of crazy. So when did it get crazy?
When it was pretty much 2015, or is it before that? Was it earlier than Trump, or was it right as Trump was coming up?
I think it was actually earlier than Trump. It was really popular as just a meme, and then I think it got politicized during the 2016.
When did it get politicized?
But Trump tweeted it in mid-October of 2015. But yeah, simultaneous to it being popular in 4chan in 2015, Daily Dot reported it was the most popular meme on Tumblr in 2015 too. And that's a totally different group of people using it.
And how does that stack up against the free real estate meme? Are there people looking into that? Because that seems to be very popular too.
Giorgio's more of the architectural meme head within our
group. What's really beautiful is that the free real estate meme hasn't been politicized, and that's something I've worked really hard at from the beginning.
For sure.
I have so many great ideas.
Is to keep that kind of away from politics. And the thing I did right away, once that meme, I really policed it and I really, took ownership over that. Any regrets on your end?
I think free real estate is anathema to the Trump era. You gotta commoditize every piece of land in your way, and you gotta stack cash on top of it.
Can I make this about myself for a second?
Go ahead, Vic.
I made a meme during 2015. I guess you could call it that. The Jeb is a mess.
Jeb is a mess.
Videos. I had all those movies videos, and I started getting all these people at Trump rallies sending me. Front of Trump wearing Jeb is a mess shirts. And there's even a video of someone yelling, Jeb is a mess to Trump. And he starts laughing. It's like one of the few times I've ever seen Trump laugh.
But didn't it start with
horrifying.
Trump saying Jeb is a mess, right?
Like, no, he never said. I made him say that.
Oh.
Yeah, he never said real estate. So, So I obviously not anything close to what you went through, but it was for a while. It was just
my personal experience with Pepe and was not knowing the context of it. Obviously, I'm not a follower of the underground kind of comic world or really of like an online meme culture kind of guy, despite my heavy influence on that genre.
Tim, what mainstream comics do you like?
I'm more like a
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, Batman, Hulk.
No, I'm the Daily Comics guy. I'm the guy.
Dilbert.
I like
Dilbert.
No, Blondie. Not Dilbert, but like the
Lockhorns.
What's the
Hogar?
Hogar the horrible. Oh. Hagar the horrible. Hagar the
Broom
horrible.
Broomhilda.
Andy Cap.
I was a big
There's
Bloom County.
No
guy.
Love for Kathy here at all.
I love Kathy.
Mm-hmm. What about...
she's the best.
What's the one with the family that...
Modern Family.
No.
Family Circus.
High and Lois.
Wait, what's that one?
That's Family Circus.
The Family Circus.
See?
For better or for worse.
For better or for worse, yeah.
Okay.
That family was kind of... was neat about that one. That family kind of grew in real time. So like over the course of years, you would see people get older in that comic strip.
Oh, and, like the teenagers would get zits and stuff?
Yeah. Teenagers nice. Got pregnant and had abortions. It's pretty heavy. It got heavy.
You are not the father.
Very quick, very quick-witted, boys.
Very good, baby.
No,
You were asking about the churn, really. I think, if I'm correct,
you were going to tell a Pepe story.
Well, I didn't. The first time I see Pepe is in the context of like
a Lucifer.
You know, the Pepe standing in front of the Auschwitz or something. You know, like that was my first encounter with that frog, and it was used.
Matt didn't draw that.
You didn't, Matt. You didn't draw him in the context of Auschwitz.
No, well, I didn't.
Okay, thank you for clarifying. But that I had to like deprogram my brain to realize that where it came from, and that it came from a very innocent, you know, wholesome place. And I think that must be the case for most people that engaged politically online in the past few years. So it did take me a minute for Doug even to explain to me that, like, no, the guy that made this is a good guy. He's a friend of your, he would be a friend of yours, or he's a fan of your stuff. So, the documentary is very cleansing in that way, in that as you're watching it, for me at least, it was a very beautiful thing to see that, you know, you're a good person and that things came from a good place. And it was just a fascinating, you know, look at how the internet really works, and seeing just the people in the 4chan world in real life was all. I mean, how did you like reach those people and convince them to be in this?
Arturo,
sure. I mean, before we started making the film, I spent 3 or 4 months researching 4chan. I would just go onto the boards, late at night, and not really participate, but lurk and hang out and just try to understand what the board meant to people, like right. Trying to understand emotionally how people kind of turned into a family on this message board. And so on the board, I started to see images of this one guy. His name is Mills. Uh-huh. And on one message board called R9K, his picture kept popping up. And then I discovered that he had like a little bit of an online presence. And I found this video kind of randomly where he's laying in bed and he's speaking to his phone. And the first line in what he says is, what does Pepe mean to me? And he does this funny little essay just to his phone about what Pepe means to him. And it felt like a very intimate little video. And I just got goosebumps. I was like, oh, I think he's going to be in the film. Right. I reached out to him and we started talking, and he agreed to be in the movie.
So is he still an active troll, if you would say that word? Like, is he still in there, like sending people like me, you know, like, better watch your back, pal. I'm throwing a Molotov cocktail through your window.
He's definitely more into Sam Hyde than you. Gotcha. For sure. he goes back and forth. Mills is he's a nice guy. He's a funny guy, and he'll have moments of like clarity, and then he'll just get pulled back down into the darkness.
Right.
So, that's the way he is.
That was always my kind of, I tried to look at the whole thing as like, God, I know that there's a lot of these are just people that are in sort of almost like a video game.
Yeah. They're
almost in this RPG. What are you doing?
We're all fine with people.
And I'm like, God, if I could talk to these people like human beings, and sometimes I would talk to them disparagingly, but also directly to them, that maybe there'd be some kind of crack and some kind of detente, if you will. But, and it does seem to have, I don't know. Thank you, Vic. That's so kind. It's kindness here today. It's
That's
kindness week
needs,
on Office
man.
Hours. Is there a sense that I just haven't noticed it so much this election cycle? Is there a sense that these people have gotten bored of this, of playing this game a little bit? Maybe?
Yeah, I mean, I think, first of all, am I coming in too hot?
First of all, that's a question you should have asked a long time ago.
Sorry.
But you're coming in great, luckily.
Okay, great. Thank you. Well, I'm just a consummate professional, so I just wanted to preface that.
That was real hot.
We're going to have this mastered after. We're going to send it off to Abbey Road and have the whole thing mastered. So, no worries.
I think walking on the sun. Done. I think they were just as surprised as everyone else that Trump won, and it really started as a kind of troll.
Yeah.
But I think they were a lot more married to the troll than the actual candidate. And I think that's kind of what you see playing out now. It's like,
it's not fun anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, listen, I could talk to you guys all day, but I do.
Well, you know, we do. I think we want to give away some tickets, right?
Yeah. So
we
should Saturday, talk about these this weekend. So one before we let you go and get into that, you guys are putting this movie out fully on your own.
Yes.
This is crazy, but it went to Sundance.
Yep.
And was well received at Sundance.
Yes.
This you is had craziness.
All the, you had all the legal paperwork figured out. You're not. You've have everyone sign releases.
Oh, for sure.
No. You're ready to sell this movie. What happened? Because I've been in that position. I know when we did the movie The Comedy that Rick Alveson directed, it was like a great Sundance, and it was actually a very stressful thing because people, there was a very polarizing thing. But then there was this like weird nobody picking it up for a while, and it felt like really deflating because you're like, geez, this thing, everyone seems to like this. It seems kind of, especially your film feels like it's like ready for the moment. Perfect sort of story about the times we're living in. And what happened? Nope. Were there offers that just didn't make sense to you guys, or
A little bit of that. I think it was one of these things where, you know, we're just inferring this from what we kind of gleaned through our sales agent and whatnot. We don't know for sure, but I think you get the sense that like in this battle for consolidation of the streaming market, all these people are kind of terrified of buying anything that can kind of drive a wedge in their audience and maybe like lose subscribers. And this is kind of the weird moment we're in right now in this monopoly where like when it's all about just accruing subscriber bases, there's just a lot more at risk if you piss off your audience than if you just distribute an independent film and like people can boycott the film if they want to versus like losing subscribers.
Yeah.
It's my guess. I don't know.
It's so weird. It seems it's really beautiful. It's a great film, whether you Thank are you. Interested in the subject or not. But I heard something a few years ago telling about the whole like streaming, like Netflix and all these different places and their strategy. And it was spooky because they were just like, you know, when it comes to me or like probably you guys too, their thing is sort of like, well, we have your audience already. Like they're already subscribed and they're already watching our stuff.
Yeah.
So we're not looking for,
it was spooky. Like,
we don't need to feed them stuff because they're just going to stay subscribed. So we're looking to build like, you know, baby boomers or whatever demographic they don't have yet. So they're not as excited to sort of feed the audience that might be your audience.
We got one offer from a pretty sizable company and it was for $0. And then they were offering to recoup marketing on it.
Oh,
and
cool.
We just kind of got this feeling like, you know, one of the programmers at Sundance who really ended up loving the film when she introduced it there was like, this was the last movie on my slate of things to watch because I saw that frog and I had all the same baggage you did, Tim. Like she was thinking that. And then she watched the movie and was like, oh, I actually really liked the film.
Right.
And so that's just been kind of maybe what we're up against. And it's what Matt has been up against for the last, you know, 10 years.
Yeah. Well, the good news is that now there's these systems where you can, especially now in COVID times where people aren't going out anyways, you can, there are systems to just like go directly to your audience and use people like me and our show and other show. I know you did Marc Maron. You've done a lot of good press. So you can say here, you don't have to go through these gatekeepers. I'm going to give you this, you know, I'm not going to give you because you're not giving away for free. I'm going to offer you this.
A lot of people have watched it for free.
Yeah.
We were the number two most pirated film on a very popular boutique.
Are you serious? Oh, those man. Fucking rats. Yeah, this is, it's rat city out there. I'm sick of it. Everybody expects their fucking free lunch.
Yeah, I know.
And the reckoning is coming. Why do you think there's such trash out there?
Exactly.
It's collapsing, folks. The entire industry is falling apart.
It's disheartening to say That's the least. But that said,
but the nice thing is, yeah, the movie really appeals to artists. Like, you know, it's about an artist story. It's about, you know, people who are creative understand kind of the plight of Matt, and they engage with the film. And
now
like
we're talking
really
about Matt Carlin, my producer
way.
Here. Or are we talking about somebody else?
True.
Matt Fury.
Can you say something nice to Matt Carlin? I mean, Matt's a friend of mine.
Yeah, Matt.
Can you pay him one compliment?
I
just
pay him,
Carlin, just I one pay him tiny nothing itty but compliments. Bitty compliment.
I pay him nothing but compliments off the air, and that's where it matters.
Okay.
He's done a tremendous job, and we love him, and we're real proud of him. What I should do, like Trump, I call him by his like last name is the company. We love Matt Office Hours. And he's really done something special here. All right. So Rocket this weekend, Man. What are the details, Matt, this weekend? Matt Office Hours.
Oh, I'm going to. Well, we have some tickets to give away. Maybe I had this idea with Arthur and this shirt, but maybe, I don't know, maybe Matt Fury wants to just
Matt,
pick
give us
people
the details
and tell us about it.
So it's person, woman.
Me?
Yeah. Tell us about the screenings.
Okay. Well, there's a screening happening where there's going to be some shorts shown beforehand. And then
you recommend
and then
people
the
skipping
itself?
The shorts and...
I about, recommend checking out the shorts.
What about pants? Will there be any pants shown?
Thank you, Tim.
The shorts are short, so.
What about swim trunks?
Yeah,
any
and
swim
then,
trunks?
And then,
okay, sorry to interrupt with my. I have too much coffee in me. That's the problem. I'm a little over-caffeinated.
I'm a partisan.
That's all right. But Tim, thank you for it. You're hosting on Saturday night.
I am?
I believe it.
I'm hosting Saturday Night Live this weekend, folks. That's just announced. And I'm going to do, we're bringing back Hans and Franz. I'm like David Crosby. I hate Jim Morrison. And they're doing a funny bit. We're writing it now. It's kind of interesting. It's sort of a joke on the transgender thing. It's Hansel and Franz.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That'll play well.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait to see the reveal.
Stay 6 feet apart.
Yeah. Stop with
that. So how should we give away these tickets?
Feelsgoodman.com.
Arthur, do you have that shirt? We have shirts and stickers.
I do actually have, I have a huge box of, Feels Good Man Sundance shirts, which were a real fiasco. It's even a fiasco now because I have this one turned inside out. yeah, so we have this shirt with, at Sundance, everything is cowboy themed in Park City. It's all Western art.
Yeah.
So we have this version of a Pepe shirt. He has a cowboy hat on. And we made a bunch of these shirts and
nobody
wore
them.
Nobody wants them. they love Pepe, but then they don't understand why he's a cowboy. And then, I didn't see a single person put this on other than Giorgio at Sundance. So I do have a box of these. If anyone in Office Hours would be willing to wear this shirt in public,
and
you know,
photograph
you could wear
themselves.
This to Trader Joe's, somebody, I'm happy to send you one to 10 shirts.
Somebody on the super
all
chat,
the sizes.
Somebody on the super chat says, I want to buy another ticket for you to give away to someone. So somebody wants to actually buy a ticket and to give away, which I just
that's
said.
Like right. NPR,
they're going bananas here. I'm going to go in order of the people who said they would wear it.
Who
so
can
Chase,
name the four members of Boys Club?
Yeah. So here's the deal. You have to wear it in public after the screening and then send us a picture.
Many chatters are saying they would wear it.
I can do it.
Really?
One of the themes in the film is you want to take back Pepe and reclaim him as a positive force, a positive image.
Whoa.
And it's already happening, right? Because what's going on in Hong Kong?
Twitch?
Well
he's like
Twitch
he's like the biggest. He's essentially the unofficial mascot of Twitch. And so if like Tim Microsoft is watching, like, you know, make it right, man.
Yeah.
Make it right.
All right. We got our first winner. Chase, say something so you pop up.
Chibi Chase is on the line.
I will gladly wear the shirt.
All right. Chase is winner number one.
Hey, Chase.
What should we give away? Three?
Three.
Oh, we can do. What size do you wear, Chase?
Shit, I muted him. I'll find out. I'll get their info later.
You'll find out. But yeah, I'd be happy to send Chase.
I'll get their info. Yeah,
message
me.
He wants to clear
info.
Out his garage.
Next up, Jason Mott. You win. Say something. Unmute, please.
Woo!
Hey!
Moving these things.
And then...
Woo! Maybe these are 8chan... Where's Jason? Maybe these are 4chan guys and they're doing a double reverse 40 chess
kind of thing. We need a vetting.
That's okay. I'm fine with some 7D chess happening here. That's cool.
And then where's... Let me find Trash Boy.
Trash Boy.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
Got any ladies out there? Any ladies?
Yeah, there's a single woman.
We have a tremendous female audience. Most of our audience are long-haul truckers, but we do have...
Trash Boy, unmute and say something. Trash Boy.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Where'd you go, Trash Boy?
Trash is in the...
Say something, Trash Boy.
There we go. Matt Van Dam, your girlfriend would love one. I would gladly give one to Matt Van Dam.
Oh, Matt Van Dam. All right. Now, one female. Who's
Krista,
a female?
Krista says she wants one.
Krista?
Oh.
I see her in the chat here.
Oh, I can't do the YouTube chat. That's too complicated.
Well, if you can all
communicate your addresses to.
Message.
You were writing this down,
Carlin.
Guys. Come on.
I will gladly send some. I'll gladly send some care packages to each.
Okay, but one more weekend, winner.
Enough of this. Enough of these T-shirts. I can't take it anymore.
Enough.
Enough. Let me ask. Let me tell you. The most important thing is this weekend.
Yes.
The movie will be screening with Q&As. You've got me. You've got Ira Glass. Who's the third person?
And we have Ann Friedman from Call Your Girlfriend.
Ann Friedman are going
the
to be moderating
Call Your Girlfriend.
These. And I will be asking this a similar line of questioning, I assume. I don't know.
Yes. If,
you can go more hard hitting at night, and we'll be drinking. We'll be a little bit looser.
Okay, I'm gonna Mike Wallace you.
That's
assholes.
True. We did. Fuck yeah. We did this one other time with Duncan Trussell, and I got blackout drunk. So that's okay. Not going to happen. But.
Well, did he get you to believe in ghosts or something like that? Is that what was he on about?
He's very sweet.
The good vibes were just so intense that I didn't know how to deal with the compliments, and I started just pounding tequila.
And then we cried.
He was a great guy. I
like beer.
Well, it's not going to be as profound when I handle things, believe me. It'll be much more pedestrian.
No.
I'll just be working puns in the whole time.
Yeah. So Friday we created our own website for Feels Good Man, where we're getting to screen the film. So before the film, there's going to be a half hour of shorts made by all the people who worked on the film.
Cool.
So we're going to have animated shorts by the animators. We're going to have documentary shorts by like our cinematographers.
Just a touch of pornography. Just a little bit.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
It's going to be like that.
I didn't
remember,
know that was
remember
happening.
Spike and Mike's animation world? The yeah, Spike
exactly.
And
Mike's Sick and animation. Twisted, of course.
It's like yeah. Eon
now you're
Flux.
Speaking Fury's language.
Now we're. Yeah. I used to go to those things in high school. There's the great local art house theater used to run that every year. And, you know, the only person I can remember that a name it would be probably like, what's his name? Plimpton.
Yeah.
Bill Plimpton.
Oh, Bill Plimpton.
Yeah. Plimpton. Yeah. Yeah.
He animates entire features basically
that's
by
insane.
Himself. That
like
dude's crazy.
One cell at a time.
So, so we got shorts blocked before. You got 30 minutes of that as you're sort of virtually entering the movie theater.
Nice.
And then there's a little break. And then the main feature, which is Feels Good Man. And then a little break again. And then you'll go live into a Q&A with a different host every night. And it's at feelsgoodman.watch.
Is your server prepared for the flood coming this weekend?
We've got a bunch of box fans just pointed right at it. There's no way it's going to overheat.
Because my army is coming. The Heidecker army is coming to watch.
Yeah.
And you're going to see hundreds of people in there.
I've got a friend.
I like the sound of that.
And will be a special announcement. My friend and a friend of the office hours, Skinner, will be joining me too. He's going to be hanging out.
I love it. Skinner has made some art for us. He's a very talented guy.
Yes. So I want to give a shout out to him. He'll be there.
Arthur.
Very chatty.
Arthur, are you or are you not considering a documentary on me and my career? Perhaps a much more interesting subject matter.
Oh well, let's talk turkey, man. Let's do this.
I think we need a hard look at my
career retrospective.
My body of work. That's what we need. We need to sit everybody down for interviews with the lighting behind them and everything. A guitar, maybe for some people. Maybe a microphone.
Wings.
And you have Vic
okay.
in there going. You know
what I really need.
The great thing about Tim is
what
I'm my hero.
No,
I need you to go through some
no.
conflict, buddy. We need to
catch
you.
I got harassed. I got taken almost, you know, I got doxxed.
I need you
ways.
Divorced, yeah. drunk.
People said,
you know,
I got
we need
divorced.
To see you really fall, and then I can bring
Hi,
you
Dad.
Back up.
All right, I'll work on something.
I'm adorable.
You're right. We need a
drama. We need pathos.
Email. And everything's just going so well. I just, you know, hit after hit. So I have so many great ideas.
I need to capture your personal Altamont on film.
All right. Well, we'll have some kind of disaster coming. I could talk to you boys all day because you're reasonable and you have interesting things to say.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Wait, do you want to hear something real quick? We didn't get to
yes,
it yet.
Please.
Doug, this came from a listener, but Doug has it. And apparently it is. What is it, Doug? Can you set this up?
You know what? Let's bring Carson in, too. Why not?
Fine.
Right? Carson Mell, our next guest.
Oh. Stay with us, boys.
Okay, I got it.
Let's
all hang.
Dude. This is a group,
I love this.
A band.
This is great because...
Do you want to know the name of the band?
Can I just introduce Carson first?
Oh, gotcha.
Carson, are you with us?
Yes, I think so. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. We have now have a group here. We've got... Do you know these guys? You must know Matt Fury.
I know Matt's work, and I met him at a gallery show a long time ago, but, you know, just as an attendee.
Have you seen the movie? Have you seen the documentary yet?
Not yet. I have a newborn. I don't consume media anymore.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What a time to be alive, huh?
Yes, it's given me something to do at home. That's for sure.
Mommy.
I'm going to get to you, Carson, but stay with us as we listen to now. Doug is going to set this up. Doug, what do you have for us?
This is a band called Rocket Monkey, and this vocalist sounds a lot like Tim. He's an audio doppelganger, and he scats.
Let's see if you agree with this. Let's see if you guys agree with this.
Okay, here we go. Now that's
wow, that is audio scat for sure.
Audio doppelganger of Tim.
Do you guys think that sounds like me?
Absolutely.
It sounds exactly like you.
It is right in my kind of...
I mean, it's either you or the guy from Blues Traveler.
What's that?
I think it's the guy from Blues Traveler.
No, it's Rocket Monkey.
No. That's for Popper, Doug.
I like coffee and I like tea.
No, Popper doesn't sound like Tim.
No. I'm a big fan of...
I'm a big coffee
and I like tea. Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken.
It's free real estate.
By the way, I did this, Carson.
Sure.
I did this interview with the Washington Post for my record, and I think the interview comes out this weekend. And this guy that interviewed me, he interviewed me three times for like over an hour each time, like thick, in-depth reporting. It's like one of these, it's like Bob Woodward. This guy's getting into the deep stuff with me. And I feel like I revealed some embarrassing things in this interview. I don't know if he's going to use it, but we talked about me doing acid at Lollapalooza in my high school days.
Well, you beat him to the punch. You just told everyone, right?
I did. That's the scoop, everybody. I want to get ahead of this.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to address something that's coming. This is... a very controversial
get
thing.
Get ahead of this thing.
I dropped acid when listening to the Smashing Pumpkins in 1994 in Philadelphia. And it was then the Smashing Pumpkins blew my mind. And then the Beastie Boys came out and broke my mind. And I had a severe panic attack. And that was, that's probably going to be the headline of the article. The Washington Post front page. Heidecker admits to drug use in 1994.
Were you the person behind the Woodstock riots in the 99 Woodstock?
Yeah. How much mud did you fling at Green Day?
Do you know what's... Have you guys ever seen the that Woodstock 99... what's the guy's... Wyclef Jean's set at Woodstock 99?
Oh, no, it's very sad.
It is one of the greatest, greatest things ever. We'll have to do a long watch on that.
Oh, yeah, that'd be incredible.
It's like a 40-minute... experience. He does like the is like a tribute to the original Woodstock. Is that it?
Yeah, he's got the right now. He's got the guitar above his head, like
he's doing like Jimi Hendrix. Yeah. And no. It's gold. And then all these people are throwing water bottles at him. Like
that's what I remember.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Let me transition now to our great guest Carson, Mal, and Matt, and Arthur Giorgio. And Giorgio, I know.
Since we've been talking about how the industry screws people, can I put a word in for Tarantula?
Please.
Like Carson's amazing show. You.
This is incredible. Yeah. What a summit of great minds and artists. Plug away.
I love that. I'm a big fan.
Oh, thank you.
That show should have been a huge, huge hit.
And it's literally like the most unavailable show in the world.
Yeah, Carson.
Oh, I watched it on YouTube, my friends.
This is interesting because a couple of years ago, I think you came on Office Hours to promote this. You had made a show for TBS, and this was like a big animated, you know, you want to compare it to another show? I don't know what you compare it to.
Well, I mean, we used the team that made Futurama to make it, so it wasn't like a fly-by-night, you know, cheap flash animation thing. Like, it was hand-drawn, shipped to Asia, all that. Like it wasn't cheap. We worked really hard on it, and then Kevin Riley saw it, and I think he was probably on Raya or what have you, and thought it was boring. And they aired it once, and well, they aired 8 of the 10 episodes once, like all in 1 month, and then they never showed it again.
And it's not available on like their apps or anything like that.
Well, it is on the TBS app, but when I told them, I was like, I know I'm in your offices, but let's be real. Like, the TBS app isn't Netflix. And they all kind of looked at me like cult members. They're like,
right.
No, it's people are on the TBS app. I'm like, I don't think they are. But no.
That's surprising about Kevin Riley, though. Can I mention that?
Yeah, please do.
We went to Kevin Riley's house a couple of years ago for a cool party.
It was like an Emmy party or something?
I don't know what
it was. Was it that Christmas party?
Yeah. No, it was like the night before the Emmys or something like that. Conan was there. The reason we were there
was because Vic had his show in development at TBS.
Right.
And it was the same time, I remember.
Which was a nightmare because it went on for almost 2 years where it was like, we're trying to figure this out and we're trying to, you know, we want to, I remember there was months of them being like, we're trying to figure out the right time to show it to Kevin. We're trying to find the window, you know, like
it's been ready. Like, how does he not have a couple minutes just to
watch? It's like, that's his job. That's what he's doing. So they were like, he came in, he was in a little bit of a bad mood. So we're just going to hold off.
They kept pushing it and pushing it.
And then, anyways, but we were on some kind of guest.
Bad mood, his job is to watch TV.
I know.
Like, how good is that job to watch TV for a living?
And go like things are going okay. Cause at the very least we just show Friends and then,
Family Guy,
whatever. And then we can show some cool stuff. But, so anyways, go ahead, Vic.
The best part was just to show his taste. Like, in his living room, the art that he had on the wall was literally a sign that just said art.
It's just big giant letters that said art on the wall.
And that was it.
That's pretty good. I could have just made more of a TV.
And it was in reference to Art Garfunkel. We asked him about it. We said, what is that about? He said, I'm just a big Art Garfunkel fan. If you look in the other wall, it says Garfunkel.
Well, I don't know if you noticed, Arthur, and I'm assuming you're the only one who's seen the show. But
I've watched it twice, the whole season. Yeah,
that's amazing. Awesome. I love connecting you guys. You guys got to become best friends.
Well, we hung out in a parking lot once.
Yeah. I think you just
we drank warm beers in a parking lot once.
Carson, what are you on about now? What are you working on? I know you've got something going.
I'm trying to sell another cartoon now to relive that disappointing experience. But in February, a new book of mine came out with Audible. That's what I wanted to tell everybody about. It's called Cherry on Top. And it's a sequel to the first book I ever wrote, which is called Saguaro. I have a copy right here. And that's on Audible as well. And it's all fake memoir and storytelling from a character I invented named Bobby Bird, who's like a rock and roll star born in 1945. The way I describe him, he's like the Bob in between Seger and Dylan. So he's like he's a very earnest cornball with moments of brilliance, but he's dealing with all of the rock and roll kind of cliches of that era. And kind of like in the same, somebody in the chat just said rock and roll Gary crossover, but definitely in that world, you know, where it's leaning into the cliche and embracing it. But I think I've found a unique character to view all of that through. So.
And so are you reading it? Who's reading it?
I read it. Yeah, I do a voice for it because I do cartoon voices.
And there's music in it?
Yeah, we made 2 songs, which Matt has, and I don't know if you're... I feel like Office Hours has moved beyond playing bits of songs, but I don't know if you do that anymore. But
play what?
He sent me some clips. I could play.
Give us a taste, because you made this with Rado, our good friend Jonathan Rado.
Which
Rado,
one, Cherry on Top or the other one?
Cherry on Top is a really long song.
Well, we're going to play 10 seconds of whatever you pick. So
Cowboy song?
Cowboys. The whole song.
Let's do Cowboys.
Okay.
Yep.
Wes, can you unmute my computer?
Ooh, this is nice.
Well, we roll and we ride, I keep our feelings deep inside. We're cowboys, so stoic and mean. Where we shoot with our guns, but we don't have no fun.
We could cover this.
We're cowboys, and all we eat are beans.
That's great. Is it only available through Audible, or can you listen to that music on other devices, other systems?
Right now, it's only through Audible. So, there you go. They own the recording.
You know, speaking of Rock and Roll Gary, I was watching this Brian Eno documentary last night. And then you go, yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
Somebody. To let me know that I'm alive.
The music was playing. You should have faded it out.
Somebody pinch me. Am I dead?
Breaking into Fort Knox, stealing our intentions.
Come on. I say, listen, let me give you a clue. When a guy like me says, I was watching a Brian Eno documentary last night, you ought to go, yeah? Tell me more.
Big fuck. Did you see Marc Maron last week accidentally alerted the audience of his Twitter that Brian Eno was dead?
What?
And then he had to retract. Yeah, it was really.
Where did he get that idea?
Well, he accidentally miswrote a tweet that made it seem as though Brian Eno was dead, and everyone started freaking out.
Hey, I hope you're sitting down, man. Craziness. This is fucked up. This is so fucked up. I can't believe this. God damn it, Brian Eno, man, the fucking guy's the best. I had him on my show. He's a fucking cool guy. I fucking jammed with him. Like, guy did fucking Bowie. Like,
fuck, man.
Motherfucking Bowie. No, he's fucking dead.
Fuck, man.
It's like, what the fuck? Like, what's next? What's like, Bono's going to die now?
Like, now I'm making it
about me. Now it's like all about me, because I know, like, I'm friends like now, with Eno now because, like, me. He did the show and we've communicated. We've, like, fucking sent a couple emails, whatever. And now he's fucking dead, man. It's so fucking depressing.
You know what'd be a cool indie band name, Tim?
What?
Yoko Eno.
Yoko Eno.
You know, like indie bands, yeah, they always it's all some pun now.
Yeah.
Yoko Eno.
But wait, can I get audio on my computer? And behind Eno. Listen to this guy. So, by the way, this Brian Eno documentary, it's just got to be, it's on Amazon Prime, and it's like the most boring thing I've ever seen. And I love it. I love Eno, but it's like one of these, it's like it's like so long, and they're going through every album. And they just have all these talking heads of these guys who are like a guy that wrote a book about Brian Eno. Like, you know, how much are you going to enjoy hearing him talk? And then all these like session guys that play with him. But this guy was like Rock and Roll Gary times 1,000.
One evening, he happened to witness a performance by pub rock regulars, the Winkies. And impressed by their playing, he offered them the chance to become his live backing group.
Not the VO guy. This guy coming up. He was the bass player in the Winkies. So check him out.
In West London, most of the pub rock bands played there. Dr. Feelgood, Beef Mankini, Ducks Deluxe, Us, blah, blah, blah.
And by the way, he's wearing this, like, he kind of looks like Phil Lesh from the Grateful Dead, but he's wearing this giant black leather coat that, like, your like leather jacket that your dad might wear.
Looking for a band. I thought he was an okay guy.
He
did music that I'd never heard before.
he played music I've never heard before. Okay. And then he goes,
I hadn't. That was the buzz.
That was the buzz, wasn't it?
And I didn't know what to make of it. I'm thinking, keep your mouth shut, keep your ears open, be a good guy, and just get on with it and see what happens.
That's words to live by. Keep your mouth shut, keep your ears open, and just see what happens, eh? What else does he say here?
What I kept trying to tell myself. We were given the album. I went home and learnt the bass parts, and I'm assuming that Guy and Philip and Mike did the same sort.
It's like, it's that for hours. These guys going, like, well, we're in the studio, and he goes, oh, play something, play a chord. You know, I go, all right, it's a good chord. Yeah, he goes, that's fine, let's record that. And then he loops it, and he makes all these noises with it, and it's so boring, but I love it. And there's like a music expert. There's always experts, like a guy that teaches a class and stuff. And everyone's wearing leather jackets, and everyone's like, half of them are wearing fedoras. One guy's fully bald, and he wears sunglasses. And I just, Arthur, you'll love it from a documentarian standpoint. It's
can't wait.
It's terrible.
How many ascots?
No ascots.
There's a certain style of documentary filmmaking, which is like, let's just get an interesting topic and then have a bunch of random people yeah. just say the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Oh, that was cool.
And yeah. it's funny yeah, if you watch amazing. It, everybody's Q&A is, I mean, everybody's talking head interviews. There's so much lighting going on behind them. There's all these cookies, you know, like spill light with like shapes and stuff behind them. And it's wonderfully mediocre.
on the same rock and roll Gary tip, just because Arthur mentioned Tarantula, Steve Jones was one of the characters from the Sex Pistols in the show. I don't know if any of y'all listened to Jonesy's
Jukebox. Was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's what?
I love his heavy metal years. He had a great look when he got really buff.
Oh, really?
Really ripped.
Yeah.
Does he still do that show, Jonesy's Jukebox?
He does.
I think it's on Sirius, maybe.
I don't
Sirius,
know what
maybe.
Station it's on. But.
It's an LA one.
It used to be a terrestrial radio like show. It was.
He's still going every day.
Are you serious?
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
That beautiful voice of his, that I was just like, he's got to be in the cartoon. He's got the best voice ever.
Which character is he?
He's the landlord Dominic.
Oh,
just because I thought that voice, that deep British voice telling you your rent was late would be like the most intimidating
your rent's
way
late.
To hear that. Exactly. Yeah.
Your rent's late. The thing about Eno, you'd never heard someone play music that was so quiet at the time. Music at that time was quite loud. You had groups that were playing with amplifiers and distortion, and you had a lot of drums and all that. Eno come around, and he's got nothing. He's got a little bit of chimes on it, a little guy playing the piano, and it was revolutionary. You'd never heard anything like it.
You know, you should have on the show is that British dude with the Les Paul who fell out of his chair.
You got that.
Oh, that's yeah. The
fucking hell!
I would love to talk to him. I want to know what he was about to play. Did we ever get to
exactly.
the bottom
it was,
of that?
It was Queen. Wasn't it Queen?
Queen. But... I love he has that picture of Brian May in the back.
Fucking hell! What happened?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? What happened? Our fucking chair broke. You cunt! Fuck! I told you to! you're on Reddit! You're on the front page of Reddit now! Oh, fucking hell! Fuck! Why did you do that for? Because I fell? Oh, I hit my head on the piano.
He might be in the Eno doc if he watched long enough. You think he shows up at the end?
Oh, dear. All right. I've got to purge all you artists. I've got to throw you out of the Zoom. Thank you so much. Carson?
Thanks for letting me.
Thanks for letting me.
Say howdy and...
It's good to see you.
What's the word?
What's the word on your movie I was in? Is it coming out? What's the deal? You don't have to talk.
That's in that weird area where I can't talk about it.
Got it.
Things are happening.
Okay.
And
wheels are in motion.
Real proud of finished product. I'll send you a secret link.
Okay. I love you. I love you all. Give me a thank you, boys. Good day to you. And I'll see you I'll see the Feels Good Man dudes on Saturday night in their exclusive Q&A.
Oh yeah, we should say that patrons, if you buy a ticket, you can win Matt's new book. That's an exciting patron only offer.
There you go.
For our patrons. Thank you guys.
Patreon.com/officehourslive.
All right,
let's wrap things up here. Perhaps a plebeian, a normie, a member of the Office Hours fan community, preferably somebody that I can have a chit chat with.
Hannah Banana, you're up.
Hannah.
What up?
What up to you?
Wait a minute. It smells so good.
Hi to you.
I want to give a moment for your mustache.
What can I help you with today?
I have a choice of questions, so you guys can choose. I want to know what your favorite pair of shoes was, or what country would you move to right now if you could? I might be thinking about moving to a different country.
The weather in Greece was looking good earlier in the show. I'll take one of those Greek islands, please. Doug?
I'm looking at my shaving video. Favorite shoes? I don't know. I mean,
yeah, you don't have to answer that question.
I Australia. I'll go there.
Yes. Oh,
that sounds go nice. There.
Second position for me, yeah. Australia.
Let's do it. Let's Australia? Move office hours to Australia.
I'll tell you something. I did an interview in Australia yesterday with Double J, and the love that they have for me down there is like something we've never seen before. Speaking of that, tomorrow's, I haven't made a big deal about it on this show. I've been very good. I've been good very night, humble Mike. Today, don't you think, Doug?
I'll slip an extra shrimp on the barbie for you.
Tomorrow is the big release day of Fear of Death, my magnum opus, the greatest musical product I've ever created. Not a stinker on the record. 11 song quality top songs. An important artistic statement. Beautiful sounding record. And Doug's been records. A fan of everything he's heard so far.
And where can people can find download that? It illegally?
Well, go to go to bittorrent.com, type in Tim Heidecker, you'll iTunes, find everything I've ever Bay. Done. It'll be on all the streaming sites, and if you go to timheideckermusic.com, you'll be able to or pre-order the vinyl. You can also go to Bandcamp and search my name, and you can download the digital version of the album.
Tim, what's that really cool website where you're driving along with Tim?
Oh, yeah.
What's that called? Cruising with Tim? Yeah, we did that a couple days ago. It's you can preview the album. You could stream the album on this website, and there's dash cam footage that some of which I shot. I shot one sequence, but it's a neat thing. You can kind of just zone out. I really encourage people, two things about the record, then I'll move on. One is, please dedicate the 40 whatever minutes there is to sit there and just listen to the record. It's made as a start, you know, start to finish listen. It's not just a bunch of songs.
People like stare at the wall or?
They can do whatever they want. I would close my eyes. I would go for a drive.
Okay, a drive.
So that's A. You know,
what about Hot Air Balloon?
Let me know your favorite songs from the record. Let me know what you think. Secondly, on this podcast, Office Hours, on this, if you subscribe to the podcast and don't just listen to it on the YouTube, we will be putting out a special podcast. It's me, Natalie, and Drew talking about the record. We do some kind of, we listen to the record and give you all kinds of insights into it. We put a bunch of demos up, and that's coming next weekend, not this weekend. So again, you'll have a week to kind of listen to the record, and then you can listen to this long, boring chat with me, Natalie, and Drew as we pat ourselves on the back.
Saturdays are for the boys.
It is 11:30. That means it is time to wrap things up with all my best wishes to everyone listening.
Oh, one more thing for After Hours we can talk about.
Yes.
Is that we're going to be doing a fun game with Joe Grabinski from Amazon Movie Reviews, and we'll give away some of our shirts. We'll
more giveaways. Shirts. We are going out of business.
Oh, I found a duffel bag with $500,000 in it. I'll be giving that away in the After Hours, too.
There you go. So, thank you, everyone.
Check out my record, too, when it comes out.
Oh, God. Like, sorry, Vic.
It's all right. It's all right.
You not, always have to just hiccup. Speak up.
There's a little all. Hiccup, but my album is out on Bandcamp right now. Just check out Flannel Graph Records, but the streaming version will be coming out soon.
Okie dokie, that's and our show.
My workout tape is on Bandcamp as of yesterday. I just put that up. That's right. On Bandcamp for you Bandcamp freaks.
That's go. The show. Thank you to Carson Mal. Thank you to Matt Fury, Arthur Jones, and Giorgio for their wonderful documentary that's now available and we'll be screening it this weekend. Feelsgoodman.com. officialofficehours.com or patreon.com/officehourslive for anything Office Hours related. All right, see you in the office hour. See you in the After Hours chat in, I'd say 2 minutes, really. 5 minutes at the most. I'm ready to get it on. All right, everybody? Peace and love. Peace and love.
Seeing what I believe, I only give them back if they believe quite otherwise. It still will have impact.
We thought we had shot our love, and I think that's just crazy. I don't get it. I mean, I really don't get what in the world is going on. Look into that and see what's going on.
Black Skull.
Say it, Tuts.
Black Skull.
Say it, Tuts.
The seasons, they do change. Don't miss next week's broadcast.
Bueller.
See you next week. Seasons are changing.
My God, my house.
Amen. Amen.
My God, my house. I am the Father.
The seasons, they do change. The days go on.
That's being honest and humble, and that's how you're supposed to be as an adult man.
Seasons are changing. Seasons are changing.
I want to take a butt chuggy with my man Dougie. I want to take a butt chuggy with my man Dougie.
Bye bye. Bye bye. Bye bye. The days go on.
Incomplete.